Buddy, I'm Alejandro Mihaly. I used to work at Payara, so maybe some of you know me from my 6 years at Payara company. Now I work at Omnifish, and where we with our co-founders and employees were a support Glassfish server. So back to the roots, kind of. But this time, I'd like to talk about Java, plain Java, and Jakarta EE, and how it all fits together when we combine that with AWS. So, first, before I talked about AWS, let's ask why do we want to have Java fast, or do we want to have Java start fast? Yeah, I think everybody wants that, but why? Because it's cool, or because we need it? So there were times when we really didn't need that. When we had the application servers, it was a pain that then it took a while to start. But in production, it was already running, so there was no real business need for that, only to make developers happy and be more productive with developing code. But now we have several use cases where it's really needed because the more time it takes for a Java program to start, it costs more money and it's not user-friendly. And one example, a perfect example of this is AWS Lambda. So now, what is AWS Lambda? It's basically a service where to which you can deploy your code, and this service runs your code only when it's needed, and it also charges you because we need to pay for the cloud environment. But if we run the code in Lambda, we are charged only for the time when the code is running. And that's pretty nice, especially if we have code that usually just sits there and responds to users just once in a while, or only during certain periods of time, especially during the day or in the morning when there is some business activity. So how does AWS Lambda do that? It basically creates environment and deploys our code when it needs to be executed. And for that, if the code is not already deployed, it needs to create the runtime and initialize our so-called function, because this is how our code is called. It's called a function because it's basically just called by the runtime, it gives some result, and then it's thrown away. In reality, it's not always thrown away because AWS Lambda tries to cache our code so that it doesn't have to reinitialize it every time when it's run more frequently. So sometimes it stays there, and then AWS Lambda can skip the initialization phase. This is called warm start because the code is already prepared to serve things. But if this doesn't happen and the code is not available, it has to initialize everything, and this is usually referred to as cold start, just start from scratch. So the whole life cycle of AWS Lambda is as on the slide. You can see there's init phase. This is only when the code or the function is not initialized. So in case of cold start, then there is a warm phase, which happens even for warm startups. There is this invoke phase, which actually is the only productive phase from these three. It actually does some job. The first phase only initializes, gets some things ready before the application can process requests. Then the invoke phase does the job, and then when AWS Lambda service decides that it doesn't no longer needs our application running because it's not doing anything right now, and AWS wants to use resources in some other way, it will tear everything away. So it will shut down the environment, and then we're at square zero, and next invocation needs to go through the initialization phase. So let's now go back to the roots with plain Java application. And let's see, or let's think about how fast we can get with Java on AWS Lambda. Can we start Java really fast? I try to start a very simple Java program on my local machine. And if you do that too on your computers, you will see that Java really starts fast. In my case, it was 50 milliseconds, 0.05 seconds. So very small fraction of a second, where JVM started, printed something on output and finished. So we see on local computer, plain Java doesn't take very long to start. If we compare exactly what's going on in the AWS Lambda, because AWS Lambda needs to initialize the environment and only then it can run Java function, it takes a bit longer in reality. But when we compare it to other languages, I haven't done this. This is done by some other guy who is more experienced with AWS Lambda than me, and compared performance in a more sophisticated way than just running on the computer or just several measurements. He did a lot of measurements across all the or various different languages, various different runtimes provided by AWS Lambda, and he found out that Java basically is on the same level as JavaScript, Python, and a lot of other languages. That there's not much difference. There's a small difference that at that time C# was a bit slower, but as AWS improves continually, the AWS Lambda, even these numbers would be probably better now, and C# and Docker would be maybe more even with the rest, because the technology running AWS Lambda is continuously improving.